7.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com.
Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. They even have a new feature on there where you can go to web pages via proxy and don't have to worry about them putting cookies on your computer and tracking you for whatever advertising thing they want to do. Startpage.com.
Also, still to come here tonight, you've got a couple of Sebring tickets to give away, correct, Mark?
That's correct.
So that's still on the way. Listen for the special contest lines at the right time. We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Peter is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Peter. What's on your mind tonight?
I've been in law enforcement for over 20 years, and I agree with whoever mentioned that illegal immigrants don't really create that much crime in this country. But there's a very good website out there. It's the U.S. Justice Department website, and it tracks who creates the crime. I think we have been missing the point, or I don't know if you've been doing it on purpose or not, but let me give you exactly the facts, and this can be checked out on the U.S. Justice Department records. If we're talking murder, rape, robbery, all the major felonies, number one, black on black. Number two, black on white. The least amount of crime in this country is white on black. 13% of the population in this country is black. They create over 80% of the crime.
Why do you think that is?
Pardon me?
Why do you think that is?
Why? Well, you know, you can argue victims of society. You can argue any point you want. I don't know. Don't have the answer. I'm just giving you the facts. And those are the facts.
Do you think that it's possible that perhaps laws are enforced more severely on blacks than it is on whites? That you know that these
not what I see. No, not what I see. Because if you look in every and now listen, I work in this field. I understand what I'm talking about. If you look at any black neighborhood in any city, whether it's Philadelphia or Buffalo or Washington or L.A. 80% of the crime will be in that black neighborhood. You know that. I know that.
I don't know anything about that, no.
No. You do know that.
No, I think that a lot of crime goes unreported and that one's more likely to find crime where one is looking for crime.
Well, the crime is the major. Are you saying that the major amount of crime in this country is not created by the minority?
Well, I think that, for one, I think that if you're talking about violent crimes...
Yes, violent crime.
Right. I can't speak to who's committing the violent crimes in this country.
No, I can't. U.S. Justice Department website. We see in Canada, this is America, we can report those things. In Canada, they can't. They had a head police chief in Toronto, and they're starting to have a black problem in Toronto. He came out and said, listen, because we're having a black crime problem. They fired him. And he was sent to London, Ontario. They actually have a London, Ontario.
Do you think, Peter, that it might be possible that what you're observing is that poor people tend to commit crimes more often, and that there just happens to be in many places a higher per capita rate of blacks being the poorest group?
This could be, but then...
Right, my question would be, how many people, if you look at the upper crust, and you look at upper middle to upper class blacks, and compare them to upper and middle upper class Caucasians?
I think they do. We could talk O.J. Simpson, we could talk half the NFL, the NBA.
You're just speculating on that one, though, right?
Well, I'm not... My point was this. The minority in this country creates the majority of crime.
What should we do about it?
Cannot be argued. You can't argue that point.
What should we do about it?
What can we do about it? You know, we have spent billions and billions and billions of dollars trying to correct it. I don't know if it ever will be. I just don't know.
How about restitution? How about restitution for the victims?
In what respect?
Well, right now, people are victimized twice. So if you get robbed by somebody, and then the state actually happens to catch them, which is fairly rare, but if they actually end up going to the court system and being put in jail, then the person who was robbed is actually victimized a second time. The second time they're victimized by the state, because the state comes and extracts money from them via taxation and then uses that money to put the person who victimized them, the robber in this case, in a jail cell for X amount of days or months or years. And so the person is effectively victimized twice. Restitution would make it so the victim is made whole instead of just putting somebody in a cage. It would make sure that the criminal was actually paying back the victim and then some for their time, their effort, and any pain they've suffered.
I don't know how they're going to do that because we have repeat offenders. We have repeat offenders over and over.
Don't you think that people would be less likely to reoffend if they knew that if they were caught, they'd have to actually pay back in full the people that they harmed?
Well, they don't work. I mean, I have repeat offenders that have 20 and 30 arrests, and the courts are lenient with some of these. The courts should.
Well, I'm not suggesting lenience.
The courts shouldn't be as lenient. When somebody has 20 arrests.
It's not lenient. Wait, it's not lenient to make it so that somebody's made whole. If somebody destroys my property, I'd like to have that property replaced, and I'd like to have some money, some sort of compensation on top of that. Right now, if somebody destroys my property, they get to go sit in a cage for a certain number of days. How does that make anything right?
I'm going to give you one more example, and then I'm going to let you go because I know you're very busy.
All right.
We had a problem here. You're talking about Hispanics and illegals. And they are some of the hardest working people that I've ever seen. Okay, I have never seen people work so hard, and good people. Now, I'm not saying they're all good. I'm sure there's bad in everybody. But basically, they're very good, hardworking people. But we actually had a problem here, and we had a problem. There was a problem out in Colorado because I did some work out there. I actually did some seminars out in Colorado. They had a big housing boom out there at the same time. The Mexicans would work like you wouldn't believe. They would work 7 days a week, 12 to 18 hours a day to better themselves. They really would. And then, don't take this wrong, but they would go to cash their checks. And there were gangs of blacks that would know where these people would cash their checks, where these Mexicans would cash their checks, wait for them, and then rob them and take their money. So then the Mexicans got smart, and they would go in mass. When they went to cash their check, they were going 12, 15, 20 at a time to cash their checks because they were easy prey for people who didn't want to work and wanted to take advantage of the workers. My point was that the U.S. Justice Department records show that 13% of the population creates over 80% of the crime. That's
well, at least that's what they get caught for. Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wonder if he believes that the blackest of the blacks are more likely to cause more crime.
I think to some extent you're talking about an issue of socioeconomics, you know, like how much money people have.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, all the cultural stuff. There are people that there's sort of this black culture and then there's black people. And you don't have to necessarily be a black person to live in the black culture.
There's different black cultures.
Right, there absolutely is. It's all over. So I don't know, you know, I do think that there's, an aspect of crime that goes on in the poorest neighborhoods and those poorest neighborhoods have a tendency to be populated by black people, but I've met so many, and it's just, I just don't see a propensity for evil.
Well, hopefully somebody who is black can call in tonight and give us their experience.
Well, I don't think that works either because I can't. One person who's black can't speak.
It's a case study
people,
versus
right.
against a case study.
Well, he was talking about Justice Department figures.
Whatever. He's also a cop who spends his time arresting, from his claim, mostly black people.
All right, let's go on to the other callers.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're actually not going to go on to a call. We're going to give you Sebring tickets. A two-pack of Sebring tickets is yours if you're calling number 4 at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And caller number four right now, going to the 12 hours of Sebring in Sebring, Florida. It's going to be an absolute blast. If you like racing, this is the place to go. 603-435-1105. Caller number four gets it. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. More coming up with Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Larry Janeski of Larry Janeski's Basement Systems. I've been helping homeowners all across the country get the most out of their basements for 22 years. Right now, I'm going to bat for you. You won't believe how affordable a dry, usable basement can be. Call 888-600-1113 and take advantage of the economy to get the best deal in years. Now is the best time to fix your basement and keep your hard-earned money in your own pocket. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you $500 off your full perimeter basement waterproofing system. You can use your beautiful basement today for your child's playroom, a home office, or just extra storage, and don't pay a cent until 2010. I'll stand behind our work forever with a lifetime warranty. Call 888-600-1113 or visit TalkBasements.com, and I'll give you a free water watch alarm. Call 888-600-1113. Or visit TalkBasements.com.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com. Or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here to take your calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Just dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. And don't forget, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We got our webcam and our chat room both built into the same page. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com to get interactive. tam.freetalklive.com. It's free.
If you hate making extra trips out to the car to carry in the grocery bags, or perhaps you don't like taking the shopping cart back to the little corral or into the grocery store, for the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totesack. It's a handle made of 100% recycled materials right here in the U.S., and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to Totesack.com. That's Totasak.com. No C in Totesack. And you can get a family pack today. Totesack.com. They carry more than you can, a lot more.
We continue taking your phone calls here, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line going to Justin, listening to WTIR in Virginia. Justin, you're on Free Talk Live. Justin, in Virginia.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'd have it. Well, I live in a big military neighborhood around here in Hampton Roads, and I heard something on the radio the other day that was kind of weird. They said that Puerto Rican residents, as of July 1st, all their birth certificates were null and void, that they had to send in paperwork to get real new birth certificates because the illegal immigration and the way people were stealing each other's identities was so bad that they had a big problem with all that.
I read an article. I just the headline and the first couple of lines of an article like that myself.
Is that everybody who is from Puerto Rico?
Right. If you were born in Puerto Rico, and
is it like before a certain year?
I think they said no. They said as of July 1st, if you were born in Puerto Rico, you live in the States. They said I know. I have a friend that's Puerto Rican, and he's kind of up there in age, but they said that it was null and void if you were a Puerto Rican resident in the United States, that your birth certificate was null and void as of July 1st.
That sounds like an absolute bureaucratic nightmare to me. I mean,
yes, and they were talking about it if you went on to the State Department website, that there was a website that you could log on and get information because the way they handle birth certificates and citizenship from Puerto Rico to the United States.
How did they do that? Does anybody know what it takes to get a birth certificate? I mean, normally that's
right.
Something that is applied for at the time at which you're in a hospital or something like that, and people fill out the form at that point, and that's that. It gets filed, et cetera. How would you go about providing whatever evidence? What evidence is required? How would you go about finding it? That sounds incredibly difficult. Maybe I'm missing something.
And it blew my mind, too, because, you know, I live in Hampton Roads, and we're a big military, you know, part of the planet right here, and a person from the State Department came on the radio station locally here, and they brought it up, and I was looking at it, and I work at NASA, and we were looking at some different, you know, sites and everything, and it's true. On July 1st, if you're a Puerto Rican-born resident and you live in the United States, your birth certificate is null and void.
It sounds crazy, and I hope that maybe some of our Puerto Rican listeners out there can call in and explain a little, maybe they know a little bit more about the details here. Thanks for bringing that up. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know that, Mark, earlier when the cop was on who was talking, basically saying that blacks are more likely to commit crimes, I think that it's likely that poor people in rundown areas, whether they're black or not, are more likely to commit crimes. But as an aside, and I think there's some racist cops out there that factor into that. But I asked for somebody who is black to call in and talk about it, because I think that somebody who is, who may have lived at some point or maybe still does live in those communities could give a little bit more insight, perhaps, than somebody whose job it is to deal with the dregs of society on a daily basis. In the same way, I think that somebody who is Puerto Rican probably might know a little bit more about this particular issue. 800-259-9231. We continue here. Your calls about what you want. Theft. Someone named Theft on the line in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Hello. Theft.
How you doing?
You're on the air.
What's up, guys?
What's on your mind?
Man, I love your show. Hey, first long-time listener, first time calling.
What's on your mind, Theft?
Few things. I listened to you guys for some time now, but I just put on your show, and the first thing I heard was something about the Mexicans and stuff, and somebody saying that that they're filthy or something like that, I heard.
Yeah, some racist woman called in to just talk some trash.
Okay, well, I don't know if you noticed, but they don't really make that much money. I mean,
some.
How nice can they look when, you know, they got to live in places, I mean, they're not getting paid much by what they do. So, I mean, they're not going to be blinging on the street, you know what I mean? I mean, if filthy is what she's thinking that they are, I mean, I don't know. I mean, they can't do much better with what they got right now. I mean,
as Ron pointed out, he lives in Silicon Valley, and the various different areas he's seen are relatively clean, and people are taking care of themselves. So,
I think
she's a kind of person who sees what she wants to see. And, you know, that anything that's outside of what she believes to be the case, she'll just discard.
All right. Where was she from?
South Carolina, Charleston.
Okay. All right. Another thing, I don't know if I could keep on here.
Sure, go ahead.
Now the other thing, the cop here in Tampa said, you know, that statistically the facts are that blacks are committing the most crimes and all this stuff. And, Brandon, you know, you see that stuff, but one of the things that people are not thinking about is that minorities or people from the hood, they don't get raised as good as some people that are well off, say, for instance. There's no stay-at-home moms in the hood. You know what I'm saying? These kids are getting dropped off in public school, which is pretty much a daycare. They come home, latchkey kids, you know, the parents are working all day. They don't got time to come home. The kids are at home on the streets, just doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? They're raising themselves. And, you know, they're not teaching each other about morals and ethics and things you shouldn't do. They're talking about hip hop and selling drugs or the new sneakers.
Right. And poor people are more often likely to be on welfare, and welfare creates an entitlement mentality. And if people feel like they're entitled to handouts instead of rather working, that goes down the line in generations and can cause some real damage.
Now, I don't know about in Mexico. Do they have any type of welfare program in Mexico? I don't think so, right?
I would imagine most governments have some kind of welfare program.
It can't be very good.
Well,
exactly, because they're leaving over there. And plus, I mean, I'm Hispanic. I'm Dominican, right?
Okay.
And my parents, you know, we were raised, you know, don't get the welfare, all of this. I think it was more because of embarrassment, not the ethic thing. But, you know, I was raised to work hard. You know what I'm saying? You got to get it. You know, yourself, don't ask nobody for help.
Where does the name come from?
Oh, theft. That's kind of long story. I used to steal a lot.
And you changed. You changed. How old are you now?
And I keep the name. Sorry, I keep the name because it kind of reminds me of how I used to think.
Of how you used to be. How old are you now? How old were you when you used to steal a lot? And how old are you now?
I just turned 29. I used to steal from, I don't know, I started like maybe 10 years old, something like that.
Can I bring you back, Theft? I want to talk a little bit more about that, if you don't mind. Hang on. More with Theft in a moment here. 800-259-9231. Well, we'll find out why you did steal and why you stopped. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Did you rob Bill Gates? DidYouRobBillGates.com is a worldwide internet system that can bring you both immediate cash and long-term passive residual income, earning thousands of U.S. dollars every single week. This automated system works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, around the planet without inventory, shipping, billing, selling, or credit stress. Powerful and effective, our co-op marketing program works for us, and now it can work for you as well. DidYouRobBillGates.com is your global system for real success. Time to enjoy your life. Time to enjoy your family. Travel. Sports, fun. Bring the perks back to your life. Moms and dads worldwide, even those with zero experience, all plug in and watch in amazement as DidYouRobBillGates.com delivers success and abundance to their lives. Now, no matter where on earth you live, get to DidYouRobBillGates.com right now. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com. www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the website. We've got archives. So some of you listening tonight are only getting our Saturday show on your local radio stations.
How appalling.
We do it weeknights, too. You can actually grab the archives over at FreeTalkLive.com. We've got our podcast there. It goes all the way back to the beginning of January of 2009. Free.
There's no
logging in. There's no mandatory ads you have to watch or listen to or anything like that. You just go click and download, and you get them. They're free for you over at freetalklive.com.
There are ads in the podcast, but there's not that many.
Right, but you don't have to watch an ad just to get your hands on the podcast. All right, so let's, by the way, tell you, speaking of other podcasts, speaking of podcasts, there's another one that I recommend. That's the School Sucks podcast. The 12-year process of government education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personal attributes are already in place. We're curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. But over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, yeah, and it's also funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government education. Visit SchoolSucksProject.com to learn more. That's SchoolSucksProject.com.
Not a color theft, but
what?
Real theft. You said it's unfunded by theft.
Oh, right. Theft is with us in Tampa. You're back on Free Talk Live. Now, Theft, I wanted to hang on to you here, even though we got other folks that are waiting to get on the air, because you piqued my interest. The reason you're named Theft, as you explained a moment ago, is that you used to steal when you were younger. You're 29 now. You don't do it anymore, but you kept the nickname because it's something that reminds you of who you once were. And I just wanted to hear a little bit more about your story. I mean, why did you steal? What changed?
I mean, I stole as a young kid. I wanted stuff, so I took it pretty much. I knew my family was Catholic, and, you know, God shall not steal, all that stuff. I kind of knew that, but whatever, you know, I wanted things. But then it just, there was no way for me to make money, you know. We moved from New York to Florida. There was, in New York, you could kind of make money on the side, nothing illegal, but it's so much stuff going on over there that the cops don't really notice a little kid in the back bagging some stuff, you know. My uncle's giving me cash, you know. Mm-hmm. You couldn't really do that in New York, so in Florida. So I came here all of a sudden, and it was like no money, you know, and we were making less, my parents were making less money. So I go to the 7-Eleven and just, you know, I just take candy bars and started like that, you know, ice cream.
Certainly not
sodas. Yeah, my cousins would come from New York. I'd be like, hey, I could get you a bunch of soda. You know, and it just started like that. And then I met this one kid who really liked to steal, and he had me go inside of somebody's house, take something for him. And I messed up because you ever done, took something from somebody and then try to place it back later and hopefully they didn't notice? I did one of those and I got caught. You know, so I took this kid's chain, and I saw he got mad, so I wanted to put the chain back. And when I went to go put it back, he caught me, and it was, you know, that whole thing. But I kept stealing after that. The name came because I started DJing. Well, I wanted to start DJing, and I didn't have any money. So I went to a record store out here in Tampa, and I went in there, and if it was a movie, it would have been like Oscar performance. I took thousands of dollars from that place. And my friend said, man, you just committed grand theft. So I just kept the name, and that was my DJ. But, you know, I didn't really keep it for those reasons. But then I had an accident, which I was badly injured, and I pretty much put it towards karma. And just, there's a lot of things, you know, that's happened to me in my life, but I just keep that name because it reminds me about a lot of things. And
what was it, the accident that made you realize? I'm curious as to, did you just decide to, you know, that one day that you'd had enough of your old ways and specific?
It was a lot of little things, you know. Mm-hmm. But I had an accident. I was run over by a train in New York.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
that could be karma. Very well could be.
Exactly, you know, and I didn't really know much about that, but I guess it was like, you know, Earl, for My Name Is Earl, you wake up and you're like, whoa, okay, this had to happen maybe for some reason. Let me check it out. And I started changing, and my life started changing for the better, you know.
That's good.
Significantly. But
so you're right, Mark. People who are younger are more have a greater proclivity toward committing crimes. People in more dire economic
crime?
Circumstances.
Get rid of males 18 to 44.
People in more dire circumstances are more likely to commit those crimes. But over time, they hopefully will grow out of it, which is why people deserve a second chance. Thanks for the call, Theft. We appreciate hearing from you.
Can I say one thing?
Okay.
I got pulled over today, and this cop, in the middle of the night, he was shining. I saw a blue light come out of his car light, and he was looking into my car. Pulled me over for whatever, you know. I had a light that wasn't working, but he was looking right into my car, and I could see his face looking into my car, and I never seen this before. And I wanted to know if anybody else out there listening in radio land, if they've seen this, and is this even legal? I mean, can you look into your car?
They can look into your car. And even if it is illegal, they can do it anyway. Thanks to them for the call tonight. We appreciate it, because they just do whatever they want. And then later on, if somebody happens to have enough money with which they can hire a lawyer to challenge them breaking their own rules, maybe you'll get to hold them accountable. Not very likely, though.
Well, not them accountable, the government.
Right. Let's continue here. Robert, listening in Fort Lauderdale to WFTL. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Robert?
I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
You know, I'm listening to your show, and I think that your show is a good show. I don't think I know it as well, you know. And I'm wondering, you know, people bring up things, but what are the solutions?
To what?
For crime, like crime. I'm talking
Here's a big
about
one.
Crime.
Here's two big ones, okay? One, end the war on drugs. Right there.
almost overnight, you'll have a dramatic drop in the amount of
probably 75%.
Yeah, property thefts and things like that. Also, another thing that you can do is to institute restitution for victims rather than just putting somebody in a cage. That means that instead of getting away with a whole bunch of stealing or hurting people or whatever it is that the criminal is doing, and then just having to sit it out in a jail cell for a while as their lives get worse and it makes it more difficult for them to get back on track when they get back out of jail, you give the ones that are willing to make good the opportunity to make good and make their victims whole again. And the other ones that aren't willing, then they'd have to find somebody to put up some money for them to keep them alive, because otherwise they'd have to subsist on, you know, the absolute worst of gruel or something like that. Making it so restitution was the system of punishment rather than just putting someone in a cage, it would, I think, go a long way toward prohibiting people from committing crimes in the first place. Thanks for the call tonight. Let's continue. We got to keep going. I'm sorry. We got to go to Bob listening in Yakima to KUSA. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Bob? Yakima? Going once. Bob in Yakima going twice. Let's try Trey in Charleston, listening to WSC-FM. Trey?
I'm delivering a pizza.
Is this Trey?
Yeah, I'm actually delivering a pizza. I'll be back in just a
second. Okay, tell you what, we'll put you on hold. We'll bring you back. Let's try Andre, listening in Fort Lauderdale to WFTL. Andre, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First time listener and caller. I was just on my way to study when I heard you guys talking about the illegal immigration issue, and just wanted to chime in. Because I've kept on hearing a lot of issues with illegal immigration and racism and all stuff. Well, there's a couple folds. One, I can understand a lot of people in this country with the illegal immigration backlash. Some of them have that sentiment of, oh, let's get rid of all the illegals. One illegal is one too many, and especially I know it's being directed specifically more towards the Latino population.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even though China is the number two country of, you know, origin of many of the illegal aliens out there, you know, so it's, you know, it's not a Hispanic problem.
You know, Andre, I'll bring you back here in a moment. I know you hadn't really finished your thought, so hang on. 800-259-9231. And that's really an aspect of the immigration controversy and discussion we haven't really even touched on yet. The futility, the impossibility of actually attempting to crack down or to, you know, to essentially bust all of these so-called illegals. Just the impossibility of that. You can't even stop drugs from getting into prisons. You think you can stop immigrants from coming into this country?
Have you ever lost power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get off the grid and generate your own supply of electrical power. Solar-powered generators are now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it the most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com to request a free information package today. That's mysolarbackup.com, mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Why is drinking pure high-alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the remaining moments of the live Saturday edition of the program. Tonight, as always, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, if you're one of our Saturday-only radio listeners and you want to hear more Free Talk Live, you could have Free Talk Live weeknights. But you have to let your local radio station know that you appreciate the show first. So take a moment, call the local program director, say hello, tell them who you are, and tell them that you appreciate Free Talk Live and that you'd like to hear more of the show. And that would make a big difference for us. You can also go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn various other ways, internet-related ways to help get the show into more ears. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Now then, FreeStateProject.org. That is one of the prime sponsors of this program, longtime sponsor of the show, and Mark and myself are both participants. We've made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project a few years back, and it's been great so far. We're considered early movers. It's a movement that is designed to bring as many liberty-loving people as possible. 20,000 of them is the target goal. We're almost to 10,000 to bring all of those folks together to the same physical location, and the location was chosen is New Hampshire. In fact, you can come up, get a taste for what it's like to be up here in New Hampshire, get a feeling for what it's like to be around hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people at the upcoming Liberty Forum. It's happening in less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum. And you can go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about the Liberty Forum. You'll find out that there's some pretty big-name speakers going to be appearing there, people like Andrew Napolitano. You might know him as the judge from Fox News. He's going to be one of the keynote speakers. Also, a couple dozen other folks will be there. And go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Use our discount code, which is FTL, to save 10%. That's our discount code, FTL, save 10% on the Liberty Forum at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. By the way, the counter is at 9,980. We are 20 people away, 20 participants away from reaching the 10,000 participant mark at freestateproject.org. We continue here with Andre listening in Fort Lauderdale. Andre, I think you were getting to something. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. Go ahead.
Yeah, covering the issue with the illegal immigration, I think it's twofold. One, we got to secure our borders with the illegal immigration.
How are you going to do that?
Well, a couple things. One, to stop the bureaucratic hypocrisy with Mexico, and more specifically with Mexico, and then because, for example, other countries, like in South America, trying to get a visa, trying to try to get over here in the United States,
they make it more difficult and compared to like countries like Mexico. But at the same time, we got to beef up our borders to control the immigration.
So hire more bureaucrats, expand the government, create a police state, right? That's what your proposal is?
Not quite.
No? Because that's what you're going to get.
No, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
But the issue is, with the anti-immigration backlash...
How many times a day are you willing to be stopped and demanded your papers of you?
No, none. Look,
what's happening, dude.
Yeah, I got news for you, man.
No, I know. And the problem is, it's the unfortunate fact, it's a racial underlying tone because you're having brown-skinned people... that are eventually going to be overpopulating this country.
How do you know what overpopulating is?
Right, I think the Indians think the white people are overpopulating the country.
I'm sorry?
I think the Indians, American Indians, think that white people have overpopulated the country.
Thanks for the call tonight, Andre. I appreciate hearing from you. The fact is, overpopulation is a myth. There is plenty of room in America.
Go to Wyoming for a second, you know?
Let's continue here. Let's see. Peter is with us, listening in California. Actually, Peter, I believe you're on the road calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. Myself and currently five other individuals are moving from California to New Hampshire, and we're getting there just in time for Liberty Forum.
You're talking about the Liberty Caravan that's just launched today. LibertyCaravan.com is the website. And how many vehicles are in the caravan?
So far, we have four vehicles, five people, and our own little personal anarchy.
So you're all coming up. You're making the move. Are all five of you making the move at this point, or are some people just coming up for a visit?
I think at least three of us are making the move. There may be more. And so far there's only five, but we're going to be picking up another gentleman either in Arizona or New Mexico. Somebody else in Texas, and then another person in Nashville. I don't think any of those people are movers. I think they're just coming to scout out the area. There's going to be eight of us when we roll into New Hampshire.
Nonetheless, pretty exciting experience. You're going to be traveling across the country over the next several days because you're basically going to arrive right before the Liberty Forum on, I think, the 17th or the 18th. People can go to LibertyCaravan.com. They can see your itinerary. They'll find out what cities you're going to be stopping in. You guys are going to be stopping down and meeting up with people on the way up to New Hampshire and kind of talking about the Liberty Caravan, talking about the Free State Project. Is that right?
That is correct. Yeah, we're going to be giving out a lot of Free State Project bookmarks. And basically, our trip goes along Interstate 40, west to east, and once we get to Nashville, we're heading up to D.C. and then on up into New Hampshire. So if anybody is on that route, we want them to go to our website and find out how to, just email us at contact@bkfn.com and let us know that they want to see us. We'll make the stop.
Great. That's contact@libertycaravan.com. And will you do us a favor, Peter, or some of your other caravanners, just call in periodically over the next couple weeks during our weekday show or whenever you've got something to talk about. When you're on the road, you're going to have some experiences, that's for sure. So, anything that's worthy of sharing, will you please just give us an update?
Oh, definitely. Yep.
Hey, thanks. Have a safe trip, and great to hear about that. I think it's a really cool idea, the Liberty Caravan.
Okay.
Thank you for the call tonight. Liberty Caravan leaving California today, heading across the country to New Hampshire to arrive for the Liberty Forum. Mark, of course, we're going to be broadcasting live from the Liberty Forum every single night. I think they're going to make at least one of our guests. We'll at least have one or two of them on the air, I think.
You mean me, because you're going to
I'll be there
else.
On Thursday night. I'll be there. One of the three nights. We continue here, going to Jeremy, listening in Glendale to, I believe, what is a community station. Jeremy? You're on the air.
All right. You know how that lady in South Carolina was saying all that stuff about Mexicans?
Yes, she was being very despicable.
Being very racist, and just, I did not respect that at all. I have friends from Bowling Green, Ohio, and Grand Rapids, and all them other places that are Mexicans. They are born in America, but they are Mexicans, and I've met their families that were born in Mexico. None of them are dirty, and they're actually doing pretty well.
But they've got diseases, right?
No, they had no disease.
It was crazy. The woman was talking about them being disease-ridden.
It's like they're talking. It's like they're these dirty people that have nothing. But I know all these people that are born in Mexico that have great lives. They have money. They have kids. They're doing well, and they don't have diseases. They're not dirty. I did not respect that.
Yeah, you know, when your thing is language, culture, and borders, you have to figure out more and more reasons to hate the people that have decided that they, you know, that they want to cross that border for a better life.
And they might have a different culture, slightly
right.
different culture.
Yeah, they are going to have a different culture. They're going to bring us delicious burritos and tacos and things to eat. Because look at how American culture has changed over time. You know, you've got pizza, you've got German food. There's all kinds of different foods here, and
yes,
things
it's
are great.
Wonderful.
When you sneeze, somebody might say, Gesundheit.
Hey, a quick question, just kind of a technical listening question. You're listening to, what, is it 103.7 there in Glendale?
It's 1370.
1370. Oh, okay, so that's probably WSPD 1370. I was just curious about how you were listening to the show. Thank you for clearing that up. Anything else you want to talk about tonight?
Just one last thing about that whole woman from New Mexico.
Sure.
Like I said, that was very disrespectful, but I'm in high school and I disagree with this, which surprises me. I'm outthinking an adult.
Normally, this is kind of the idea that adults have, that they are so much so superior in their mental faculties than young people are, and clearly that's not the case.
I've outthunk like 9 of my high school teachers, and it's ridiculous to me. I hate it. Like, and then they have all these racist slurs and comments that are extremely, like, befounding that I can't, like, it's ridiculous.
How many more years till you get out?
I'm a freshman right now.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear about that. Thanks for the call tonight.
In prison, they used to call it your EOS tape.
But, hey, how cool that somebody who's a freshman in high school is actually on the AM band tonight.
It's rare.
And you're listening on AM over there in the Toledo area, right?
Right.
Okay,
just
cool.
Just south of Toledo.
How did you end up, just so curious, since we got you here and you're a young person listening to talk radio, how did you find the AM band? Like, have you always known about it and thought it was okay? Because a lot of young people don't care for it.
I've never cared for AM radio, but my dad's sister's car has broken FM.
Well, hey,
that's what it takes.
Every Saturday night we're here, and we'd love to continue to hear from you. And thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Hey, Mark, we're done. It's been Ian with you.
No, and Mark.
And we'll see you on Monday night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a super weekend.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.